With a new year in the air, we thought it appropriate to remember those who are truly living, our martyrs from the past, present, and future. Martyrdom is a divine concept which has been taught to humanity by all of the divine messengers from the beginning to the end, sent by Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted. This concept of handing over our lives, perhaps the most precious thing which we own, into the hands of our Creator, at the service of our Creator. But you know, sometimes we think that those people who have been martyred are long gone in the past, forgotten by the pages of history. But rather, we find that Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, says to us in the Holy Quran, "And do not say about those who are killed in the way of Allah, they are dead. Rather, they are alive, but you perceive it not." And in another place, Allah, the Mighty, the Exalted, says in the Holy Quran, "And never think of those who have been killed in the cause of Allah as dead. Rather, they are alive with their Lord receiving provision." So, dear friends, the last thing that we should consider a martyr is to be dead, for surely they are receiving more provision than any of us ever will. And a martyr is one who will receive a great and immense reward, as Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, says in the Holy Quran. So let those who fight in the cause of Allah sell the life of this world for the hereafter. And he who fights in the cause of Allah and is killed or achieves victory, we will bestow upon him a great reward. And when talking about a martyr, Allah, the Mighty, the Glorious, and the Exalted, talks about another martyr which is seldom spoken of, when Allah says in the Holy Quran, "And those who emigrated for the cause of Allah and then were killed or died, Allah will surely provide for them a good provision. And indeed, it is Allah who is the best of providers." And as we said previously, the concept of martyrdom isn't just specific to Islam, for Allah has spoken about martyrdom in all of the previous books, and he has spoken about martyrdom via all of his divine messengers. As Allah, the Mighty, the Wise, the All-Knowing, says in the Holy Quran, "Allah has purchased of the believers their persons and their goods. For theirs in return is the garden of paradise. They fight in his cause and slay and are slain. A promise binding upon him in truth through the law, the gospel, and the Quran. And who is more faithful to his covenant than Allah? Then rejoice in the bargain which you have concluded. That is the achievement supreme." And finally, dear friends, what is this ultimate reward that has been promised by the Creator, the Sustainer, and the Provider of sustenance to every single thing upon this earth? Allah says in the Holy Quran, "Those who leave their homes in the cause of Allah and are then slain or die, on them will Allah verily bestow a goodly provision. Truly Allah is he who bestows the best provision. Verily Allah will admit them to a place with which they shall be well pleased, for Allah is all-knowing, most forbearing." So long live our esteemed martyrs, and salutations and peace and blessings be upon our esteemed martyrs, and may we too join our esteemed martyrs. This was CubeSync, syncing you up with reality wherever you are.